This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So I said before Jeff Passan's story that he was going to sign soon was not a story, but I'll give Jeff Passan credit. His story now is a story. 9 years, $324 million allegedly for Gerrit Cole. The Yankees have their man, and he's coming to the boogie down Bronx for 9 years and, what, $36 million a year to pitch every 5 days?
Yep.
What a deal.
We were just talking about it before we left the last hour. I was wondering,
was he man enough?
Does he going to have enough to say, all right, I get it. I'm going to make $300 million no matter where I go. Do I want to go on the biggest stage in baseball? The Bronx.
And he does.
Yankee Stadium. Put the pinstripes on and lead the Yankees back to a 28th World Series championship.
They got him. Isn't it great?
Cashman had to get
him. And I'll tell you what. It's staggering. I can't even tell you. I have, like, goosebumps. That's staggering, that deal. That's the biggest deal ever in baseball. Right? Is it not? Oh, 330 for Harper.
Harp got 330 last year. Okay, biggest by a pitcher for a pitcher by far.
Bar none.
Almost, you know, $80 million more than what Strasburg just got the other day. Crazy.
Do you think Strasburg, who just won the World Series, thinks he got ripped off?
But let's remember here.
Do you think he thinks he got ripped off?
I don't think so, because it's a possibility that he wanted to go back to the Nationals. Who knows what the deal was there?
Well, he did go back.
I'm saying he might have known he had to take a little bit less to go back to the Nationals. You know, maybe the Nationals weren't going to go in the $300
million. What can you do with $245 million? Anything you want.
Exactly. It is.
He'll never need
is.
Money again as long as he lives.
But we know this. The Yankees, the past couple of years, I know that the jump thing to people who aren't Yankee fans here is going to be, well, here go the Yankees spending money on another player. But let's take a step back and look at what the Yankees have done the last 5 to 7 years. They have not been doing that. You know, they didn't go and spend money on Machado or Harper last year. Yes, they brought in Stanton. That was a trade. They didn't sign him free agency. But the Yankees have kind of been pairing off salary for the
playing with the guys in the system
3 or 4 years, and now they've gotten under that tax at the end of last year, and they said, all right, time to jump it back up. And that's exactly what they
did.
So
now they have this guy, and they have Tanaka, and then
Paxton
and
Severino.
Severino. And what about the other one? They got the guy from he is the big Maples, Paxton.
Paxton.
But who's the other one that they got?
Well, Hap, they're going to try to deal Hap, yeah.
All right, so, and they got a great bullpen. They already won 100
games
2 years in a row.
If Domingo Herman will be suspended at the start of next year, we'll see what happens.
Who cares what happens to him? Here's the deal.
He won 18 games this year.
He was great. Who cares about him now? He doesn't even matter. He's going to start dating Britt McHenry. How about those Hoosiers? Winners over UConn 57-54 at the world's most famous. The Hoosiers go to 9-1 with a big win in the Jimmy V down at the Garden. How about those Hoosiers? Woo! How about Northern Iowa tonight, Mafia? Had the nice cover there on the spread against Colorado. They beat them by 3.
And he just covers for you, too, by the hook.
Right? Was that
2.5, win by 3.
Who, Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, by the hook. There you go, Brian and Boise.
Hey, Scotty.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, before I get into what I want to talk about, remember he used to play for us, the Pirates. He was our ace.
Oh, I remember. What'd they pay him, $1 every 5 days? Right.
Anyway, I hate the fact that Boise State's playing Washington. Chris Peterson's last game as a Husky coach, and he has to go back and play Boise State.
Oh, so he's coaching that game? He's not going to – I thought he quit.
No, he's coaching that game.
Well, I don't whatever. That's so ridiculous. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like, really? Like, you're a quitter is what you are. I don't want you coaching the game.
Well, like you know, Brian's upset about that. That's exactly why they put that together. You think there's any other reason except that him playing his old team?
I mean, how do you feel about that? The guy quits. He says, I need to recharge, but he's got enough left in the battery to coach the bowl game. That's ridiculous, if you ask me. I wouldn't even let him do it. He's a quitter.
It is what it is. It's not like he's...
quitter.
Whatever. I got no issue with
it. I hope Boise State beats him.
I think it's just coincidence. He's facing his old team, too. And what you know, and let me just tell you something. His quote-unquote last game, it's only his last game in Washington, because if you think he's never going to coach a college football game again, you're sorely mistaken.
I wonder where he's going to go. I mean,
take that year off and recharge the batteries with the family.
Go get another big job and then screw
them
over.
Get a big job after that.
And screw them over. If I were Washington, I'd be livid that guy came down there and coached for, what, 5 years and then quit? Seriously.
Got him to a playoff.
Got him to a playoff, won a couple Pac-12s, but they gave him all that money to come down there and coach him for 10, 12 years, and the guy quit in five. What's he got to spend more time with the family? Here we go again with that nonsense. There's nothing I hate worse in sports than people telling me they need to spend more time with their family. That old excuse. No one in pro sports cares about their family when they get that money. You think Garrett Cole cares about anything other than that 324? Let me tell you something. That's what it's all about. Don't be fooled into all that family BS, especially when you're a coach. Coaches spend 24 hours a day at their job. I'm surprised Belichick even has that girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, literally, that guy's obsessed with coaching. Well, he doesn't have time for anybody. I can't believe he goes out and does anything with her. Even goes to a diner. I mean it. 324, 9 years. That's all I care about now. Open up the phone, son.
Not my money.
Yeah,
I don't care.
And that's what I said outside. They're like, can you believe they're giving that guy 36 million? I go,
who cares? I'm not paying it.
Rat's ass. Not my money. What do I care about their money problems? Hey, how'd that Astros or the mystery team thing go? Lou in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Hey, I just want to tell you, Carver High and Mafia, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, and dude. You too.
The Garrett Cole thing makes me want to bash my head against the wall because I'm a Pirate fan, just like you, a Steeler fan and a Penguin fan.
Right.
It just really hurts to see someone that we could build around just go away like we never have a chance at him. But my thing with you is I wanted to ask you if you think we're going to beat Carver High's Bills this week. I really feel that we are. I really feel that it's going to be a crazy game. But I think that as long as we, like, just play consistent and Duck don't turn the ball over, I feel that we can win the game.
Well, look, I think that I'll be honest with you. I think that the Steelers' offense sucks, and I think that their team is predicated on defense, and I don't think Hodges is going to do well against that Bills' defense. But I don't think the Bills' offense – I think the Bills' offense is better than the Steelers', but I don't think it's much better. And I think they're going to have problems equally with the Steelers' defense. This is a defensive game, and I think both of those quarterbacks are going to be involved in a nightmare. So I think it could go either way. I don't think the Bills or Steelers have an edge over each other. They're like spitting images of one another.
I think that the Steelers are going to get, you know, they're going to look at what the Ravens did on Sunday to the Bills offense, and they're going to be able to do a lot of the same things that they did. They're going to send a lot of pressure. They're going to blitz. It's been shown now this year. The way to get to the Bills offense is send heavy pressure on Allen. Man up your corners, even if you go cover zero, whatever you want to do, and you send the pressure on him, that's when he's not at his best. And the Steelers have the personnel on D to do that. But I also agree with you. I think that Duck is going to have a tough time with the Bills, D.
Brutal.
He's going to have a hard time with them also.
He's going to get picked at least once or twice. Let me ask you this question, going back to what really matters, 324-9, is that the Pirates – they'll never be able to keep anyone.
No.
Ever. So whoever they get in the draft, where they always get these great players, they end up with the guy that his arm falls off.
It's only a matter of time until the next guy goes, right?
Oh, automatic.
He's Bell be gone soon. Give it a year and a half.
So here's the deal. Can you imagine being a Pirate fan and knowing that no matter who you draft, great players, top five pick every year, that they're never going to stay in Pittsburgh? You're just automatic. You are going to suck forever because every great player leaves Pittsburgh. It's like, it really is the most depressing thing ever. If you're a Pirate fan, you have absolutely no chance ever to do anything, ever, ever. You have no chance at all. You might as well sell the team, fold them. Shouldn't even be in the big leagues. But the Pirates have such a storied history of, going back to Hannes Wagner. They really do. They have one of the great histories in all of baseball. They really do. You know, they beat the Yankees in 1960 in Mazeroski, Game 7 home run at Forbes Field. They have won 71-79 against the Orioles. They have a great history of championships and great teams. But now, with the way baseball is fiscally set up, they have no chance whatsoever to do anything. It's like they're like a minor league team in the majors, right? They're like having a minor league team in the major leagues. I go home to Pittsburgh when my dad died, everything else, and I watch. My dad loved the Pirates more than he loved breathing. And I used to go to games with him, and I used to always say to him, they'll never matter ever again, ever. So at least the food's good at the stadium. At least the stadium's nice. At least it's fun to go to a game at PNC, and then someday hopefully another new stadium right there on the water, because it's a great place for a baseball. And they already know how to build the best stadium in baseball. They have the best stadium. Right now, in the last 10 years, right, 15 years, they have the best stadium in baseball. That new antiseptic, crappy Yankee stadium sucks compared to PNC Park, and that's all there is to it. But if your product sucks, all you do is go and have a nice time. It's a good date. It's a good time with your dad, your son, whoever, your kids to go to a game, right? But it's like watching an absolute double-A baseball team. It sucks. I don't care who the GM is. I don't care who the owner is. I don't care who the manager is. That new guy they got from the Twins, what's his name, Shelton or something? He has no chance. You're doomed, dude. Good luck. Good luck with that broke-ass bankroll of theirs of $2 million. Good luck. Good luck with that bubblegum wrapper team you got.
The funny thing is, too, there was like a couple of years where wherever they had someone who was worthwhile, they traded him to the Yankees at the deadline. And then Gerrit Cole comes around. They don't trade him to the Yankees. And somehow he still ends up in pinstripes in the end.
It's unbelievable. It's really frustrating because I love him, and I've always loved him. But I've always liked the Yankees, too. I've been here 20 years, and I love them, and I watch every game, and I go to games and things like that. So I like both teams a lot. I have a Yankees watch, you know. You know, the funny thing is my kids hate them. Gunner hates the Yankees. Hates them. He likes the Pirates. That's it. One team.
They could hate him a little bit more when he wakes up tomorrow.
He doesn't like that I like him. It bothers him. But I'll beat his ass anyway, so what do I care what he thinks? And you know what I like even more? Not so much Mafia, because I don't even care that he likes the Mets, because I feel sorry for Mafia. He likes the Mets and Jets. I actually feel pity for the guy. His life has been filled with losers. The only time he's ever won anything is with the when the Rangers won in 94, when he was like two. Okay, so here's the deal. I like the Yankees so much because all the rest of these losers in this place that I work at that cheer for the Mets, every one of them, these screaming buffoons and idiots that work in this place that never shut up about the Mets, and they suck too. And the Mets are as bad as the Pirates, except they have more money, right? They suck. They have a big payroll too, and they can't win with it because their owners are such drips. And so the fact that they're barely better than the Pirates makes me very happy. But the fact that the Yankees win 100 games every year and play in the ALCS or World Series is so gratifying because I can sit there and rub that in all these losers' faces around this place. Because this place is filled with them. The Syracuse and Mets fans in this place make me want to puke. 855-212-4-CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I mean, Jesus, That deal, that this guy, can you imagine what Boris does? Do you hear me like cough? It's so staggering the money the guy makes these pitchers and players that I cough. I literally gag on this guy's ability to close deals. Is he not the greatest agent that ever lived? Bar none in anything.
If you add up all the total dollars of all his clients have ever signed for, I'm sure that we could make that case.
I mean, there's not even a question. He's so good.
He's got $600 million of pitchers that have signed in the last 3 days.
He's so good that all of his competitors end up alcoholics. I mean, honestly, they all end up just completely going off the deep end because they can't keep up with him. The guy, can you imagine? I mean, why mess around with musicians or actors or anyone else when you got these athletes? Can you believe, what does he get, like 5 or 10 points off of every deal? Can you imagine the money he just made himself? I mean, it's so staggering. It almost is like, should be illegal. Honestly, like someone can make that much money. Go into, what does he go to a breakfast and cut the deal? And then what? He probably makes Cashman pay for the breakfast too, right? And then and makes him $325 million. You know he got like, what do you think he got off of that deal? Do you think he got $32 million off of it, or do you think he got half of that? He gets 5 off of it. I bet he doesn't get 10. I bet he gets 5 points off of that.
Probably, right in that area.
That is unbelievable.
So Nightingale says that that the Angels offered him just shy of $300 million.
You lose.
They weren't even close to the Yankee offer.
You lose.
I'm sure that at some point in the next 48 hours, we'll get the Dodger offer, too, oh, right? Yeah. That'll come out also.
Are the Dodgers still in the major leagues?
Apparently.
They never win anything, do they? Then again, it's been a while since the Yankees won anything. Scott in Boston on EEI.
Scotty, what's up, bro?
Hey, dude.
I hope I sound okay. My phone stinks. I got a $40 phone, Scott. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, the problem is I think I'm hearing myself too, but I just don't even care. I can hear you. That's all that matters.
Well, we're both Scott. We got it. I'll be in and out in 30 seconds.
All right, there
excuse
you go.
Me. Here we go. First of all, excuse me. Scott, this is a compliment. I'm going to get to the Patriots real quick. I'm going to give you a big compliment, and I mean this from my heart.
Right.
I've told my friends, I'm turning them onto your show.
Right.
You're the Howard Stern of sports talk. Meaning, what does that mean, right? Meaning you say your mind. You don't care if you piss anyone off.
Right.
You don't give an F. And Scott, no joke, I'm new to your show. Right. I love it.
Did you know that I worked for Howard for 7 years?
Oh, I'm sure you put in your due diligence. I'm not questioning that.
I worked for him.
You have the same personality as Howard Stern.
Well,
like, you don't care if you offend anybody.
That's true.
This is what it is. If you don't like it, go bleep.
Listen,
off.
I worked for Howard. I went with him to the Howard Stern channels when he went there, and it was the best 7 years of my life. Everything since has been federal prison.
That's why he went to satellite, you know?
Yeah.
You met Howard Stern, though? I'm way off topic.
Are you kidding me? Did I just not tell you I worked for him for 7 years? You're asking me if I ever met him? Dude, honestly, let's talk about the Patriots. Go ahead, because that was the dumbest thing anyone said to me in like 5 months.
How is he off the air? Is he cool? Like,
oh, God. Are you kidding me? Is this happening? Did that just happen? How is he off the air? What do you think? I sleep with him? Honestly, dude, come on, bro. You told me I had the greatest thing ever. Great. Then you told me you sound like Howard Stern. I'm like, I worked with Howard Stern. And then you asked me, do I know him? And then you asked me how he is off the air. Well, I'll say this, just so I can make you feel better. He's the coolest dude ever. Right? He's really the coolest dude ever. I loved him, and I think very highly of him. And I just admire him so much and look up to him so much. And I mean that sincerely. It was very cool. It was a great honor for me. It was the best honor of my career, being tied at the hip with Howard and doing the show for him. And, you know, I've worked with losers and morons before that and since then. That's it. And I have nothing nice to say about anybody. Everyone I work with thinks they're such hot, but just the greatest talent on earth. And they all think they're so fabulous and wonderful and smart and just so, and what they really are is egomaniacs, and they all suck compared to Howard Stern. There isn't one person in this entire building that can hold his onions, okay? So I work with all these egomaniacs, and I worked with him, and he's the greatest human being I ever worked with. And then everyone else since has just been a wannabe. Everybody thinks they're so special around here, and nobody's anything. And you can quote me on that. You can run that on the air all day tomorrow on all the other shows, what I think of everyone around here. Go ahead. And I mean it. Like, I don't care what anyone thinks of me, and I never did, and I never will. So he's the best, and everyone wishes they could be as good as him, including me. So whatever. I don't care what anyone thinks. Do you think that covered it, Carver High, in terms of, like, helping the guy out with his... Like, he wanted to know about Howard a little bit. Do you think that wrapped it around it, like, a little?
I would say so.
But like A to Z, you think I got all of it in?
You got it.
Thanks, buddy. Buzz in Buffalo.
Scotty, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, first thing I wanted to do is I called you last weekend, so I, you know, honking on the Bills plus six, telling everybody and their brother, you know, throw the money down on it. So I want to apologize. I want to apologize. That was a tough one, man. You know, down that 18-yard line, first and 10, with under 2 minutes to go, and you can't get the job
done. Well, listen, it was a great bet, I thought. And, you know, what more can you ask? You're at the 10-yard line and a chance to tie the game. I'll tell you what, the same kind of bets I had going with the Redskins scoring the late touchdown in Lambeau, boom. The Niners scoring the field goal, boom. You know, what late night, you know, what game in the last minutes did I not cover on? I hit them all. I didn't hit that one, but I was 2 points away from it, right? And I'm sitting there with the ball at the 10-yard line with a chance to tie the game and go to overtime. So don't tell me it wasn't a good bet, okay? I know how to bet, and I'm damn good at it. In fact, I'm the best at it in America or in London. I'm the best. And 7 weeks in the 70s of bets hit in the NFL, no one anywhere has even two. I got seven. So kiss my ass. How's that sound? Does that sum it up, Mafia, you think, in terms of, you know, betting and everything?
Yeah, sums it up pretty accurately.
Thanks. I'm the best at that, too. Best show, best at betting, best lover. And we got Garrett Cole and the Yankees. We're the best at that, too. What aren't we the best at? Honestly. God. Ronnie in Baltimore.
Hey, what's up, Scotty? Hey.
Best music, too, Mafia, by the way. And best basketball team. We got the best basketball team, too. Anybody want to play us in basketball around here and get their ass whooped, call me, and I'll humiliate you at that, too. Ronnie, go ahead.
If I was 10 years younger, I'd probably play, but my knees and my legs can't keep up.
Listen,
no more.
If you ain't got all knees right. And legs, son, stay out of the convo.
First of all, Scotty, you were the man. You got the best show. We already know all that. And then 7 years you're on satellite was the greatest. I sometimes wish you were still there, but...
Go ahead, Ronnie. Don't swear this time.
My bad. Sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm on satellite. Sorry. I want to talk about there's a big game tomorrow, Bruins and the Caps. Are you looking? Is that looking like it could possibly be Eastern Conference Final going down the road? Or is this too early to get to
figure
about
think it's
that yet?
Really, I think it's very hard to gauge right now. It's not even Christmas yet. Who's going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals? But I will say the Bruins, the Capitals, the Islanders – you know, those three, I think, certainly, you know.
Here's why we don't. Here's why we don't talk about this on December 10th. Last year in the playoffs, all four division winners lost in the first round.
Right.
It's impossible to predict who's going to be in the East Finals or the West Finals. The NHL playoffs is the craziest
by
far.
But I saw some guy get under your skin. The other day, where some guy said the Islanders won't even make the playoffs.
Well, that guy was looking for attention, and unfortunately, a lot of the Islander fans gave it to him. He works at some betting place up in Canada, and he was betting. He was picking the Lightning because the Islanders are. He called them frauds, and they weren't going to make the playoffs because of some.
Speaking of frauds,
draft.
The Lightning with their great seasons they've had, and then they bow out. You know what they are? They're like they're prostitutes, is what they are. They're constantly bending over. I mean, just constantly bending over the Lightning. And so let's just stop putting them in the picture. Thanks. Let's stick to the Bruins and the, Capitals and the Islanders right now. And then some of the quasi-dangerous teams like the Penguins, they have been tough. But they're not good enough, I don't believe, frankly, to win the Stanley Cup. This is not a Stanley Cup Penguin team. I've seen five of them, thanks. I can tell when they have a Stanley Cup, potential. They're winning right now with their backup goalie. Do you see that? It's Jerry winning all the games, not Murray. Is he out again with an injury or something? Is he out for his annual month and a half off a year? That guy goes on more vacations than my mother-in-law. Honest to God. Doesn't she go on a cruise every year, Mafia, or something like that? Honestly, Bobby, this is one of my great shows. I hope I've upset everyone tonight. You can hate me all you want to. This was one, at least I feel good about myself tonight with my bad attitude.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mafia wanted me to reiterate that when I talked about everyone around here, that I meant everyone in New York. right? That's where I live. Not everyone that works here. Everyone here that I work with at this place, at CBS Sports Radio, we're all better than everyone else. The whole network's better than everyone else. But I'm talking about everyone else that lives in New York that thinks they're better than Howard Stern. They're all dead. You're dead. Losers. I'm just lucky I know him. I'm not even in the same world. I'm like one of those planets you've never heard of. You know what I mean? Like up in the sky, there's millions of them. And I'd be the one that you can't get to. Remember I used to say I worked on the planet with no oxygen. That's that place where I live. So I don't hate anyone around here except the Syracuse and Mets fans. Other than that, I get along with everybody. Do I not give?
They give you a reason.
Do I not give my dinner to this kid every night? My leftovers. Am I not nice to everyone that works here? The kid Chris.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you did that.
Well, I do it a lot. Well, Mafia knows I give everyone. I'm nice to everyone. I'm nice to even people I don't even know, like the new kids on the block.
Yeah, I stopped doing that.
You stop being nice.
Yeah, I don't really like anybody anymore. I mean, it's just the way that it is. I just don't like anybody.
That is awesome.
I come in here, I talk to you and Mafia, and I leave. I don't even want to talk to anybody anymore.
That's awesome. I have some hires here in college football.
This is the college football coaching hires?
This is the college football coaching hires segment of the show.
Okay.
Real quick. Missouri hired Eli Drinkwitz.
Who?
That's who he is.
Who?
Just Eli.
Where'd they get him from?
Eli Manning's next-door neighbor.
Which low-level program did he – now, that's got to be one of the teams that was good.
He was at Appalachian
State. App State, who had an unbelievable year. Good for Eli.
Arkansas hired Sam Pittman.
Who?
He was a lawyer at Pittman and Barnes.
Who?
Salino and Barnes.
Who's Sam? Where did Sam come from?
I have no Georgia offensive line coach.
The Georgia offensive line coach.
Yeah, they did really well in the SEC, you know, in all the big games they lost.
Okay.
Every year. Lane Kiffin gets the
Ole
Miss
we
job.
Know Lane. So,
we know him.
And I'm happy for Lane back in the spotlight of the SEC.
Mike Norvell gets the Florida State
Ooh.
Job. Yeah, he was at Memphis.
Memphis, great couple of years. They're going to be playing in a big bowl. Good for Mike.
So he did a great job at Memphis. How do you think he'll do in Tallahassee, like all the others that have preceded him that did
so
well?
I'll tell you this. He's got a decent chance of doing better than Willie Taggart did. Okay, right? Doesn't he got a decent chance of doing better than Willie?
Poor Willie. That guy, where's he going to work now? Did he get the South Florida job back?
I don't think he did.
He did not.
I don't believe he did.
He could
be sure. Well, the thing is, he's such a great recruiter
right.
that I'm sure that he's eventually going to resurface somewhere.
How about the guy? Did you see the guy at the guy at Arkansas that got fired, got hired by Gus Malzahn as his offensive coordinator and quarterback
Morris,
coach?
Right?
Chad Morris.
Chad Morris.
Did such a great job in Fayetteville with their offense.
Bring him on the staff.
Let's bring him to Auburn and see if he can screw up Gus. That'll be the end of Gus Malzahn letting that guy coach his offense. Honestly, how do you hire a guy that's team scored about 5 points in the last 6 years?
It's hard to believe.
I mean, honestly, I'm just asking, who hires a guy that just all he did was fail? I mean, is it not like maybe he's got pictures, nude pictures of him on like vacation or something on a raft or, you know, nude rap photos. Danny in Buffalo on 1270 here on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty Perrell.
Yes, sir.
Big fan, longtime fan from the Stern days. Thank you very much for your hospitality.
Yes, sir.
May I buy you guys around, sir? How about the Maker's Mark on the Rock for everybody in the show?
Can we get some?
Can we do that?
Yes, sir. Can we get some Scotch Rocks around the house, Mafia?
There you go. Hey, four quick questions for you, and thank you very much for taking me my call.
Right.
By the way, that guy from Boston, he's a little slow on the uptake, isn't he? Holy crap. number one, hey, Buffalo Bills, Pittsburgh. I got friends in both places. I am from South Buffalo, New York. Love the Bills, love the Steelers, so I'm a little divided. And the Baltimore Ravens really did expose our weaknesses, especially with Joshua there. Number two, the Sabres suck. I don't know what the problem is there. What's your take on that?
Well, they beat the Bruins tonight, or the Blues, the Stanley Cup champs tonight. And not only that, I bet on them to beat the Blues. How do you like them apples?
I'm going to tell you what, Scotty. I'm looking for a meteorite as I go through the Berg, man. I'm in your 412 heading home to Buffalo.
Right.
To the polar vortex.
Right.
Yeah, because that never happened.
I think it's going to be snowing. It's supposed to snow in the morning up here and up north, so, and in New York everywhere. So You might be driving in some crappy weather tonight if you're still driving.
Yes, sir. I'm coming out of Washington Dulles Airport. Anyways, and this is really important. I got two smart sons. All right, one's an engineer at RIT in Rochester.
Right.
The other one, he wants to get into sports broadcasting. Now, man, you're the pro, dude. You're the pro. Like I said, I've been following you since the Stern days. I really appreciate you. I mean, you get me through Pittsburgh all the way to almost Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I live for this show. And then Amy later on, I lose the feed out of Pittsburgh. But if you had one college, and they both got into Syracuse and everything like that, if you had one college you would say to say, hey, man, you want to do the sports broadcasting deal? Where would you go? Where would you go?
Well, at Symbol, I would go there or to Indiana, Northwestern, or Missouri. Those are the four best broadcasting schools in the country. Indiana, Syracuse, Northwestern, and Missouri. So those are the best. And, you know, it's a tough business because it's, it's a very brutal business these days. Like going into like 2020, I would say it's very hard to make a living in. It's absolutely like slave labor. It's cheap. It's pathetic. It's really, I mean, unless you, I know guys that do play-by-play jobs like in the NHL, they make no money whatsoever. And NBA guys, they just don't make any money. All the players make all the money. They don't give the announcers any money. And, you know, all these guys walking around acting like they're making tons of money, being like play-by-play guys, you better be doing the biggest games on network television if you're making money, because if you're just doing local, you're not making any money. They're making average money at best. I mean, average to below average money. That's all there is to it. And then in, you know, sports radio, I mean, you can make more money working at McDonald's.
Here's another advice for your kids. Make sure when they go to those broadcasting schools that they do TV, television.
Yeah.
Go do that.
Yeah, do television.
Television.
Television is where the money is. And it's hard to even make it in that, but there's way more money in television than radio. And here's some other advice for your kids. Blow it off and go to law school. And chase around injuries. Chase around people getting car wrecks and people that get hurt. And they'll make a lot of money. But you want to get into this business? I mean, you have to really love it. You have to really want to love it. For the rest of your life to do what I do, because it is a kick in the onions. It really is. It's gotten worse. I saw, like, you know, I've seen it go from really good to really bad. And I've been doing it 35 years. And when I did it in L.A., 20 years ago, I'm not even kidding you. I made so much money, make your head spin. And then now I make no money. So compared to that, I do all right. I make a nice living. That's it. But you would think the longer you do it, the bigger you get, that you'd make all this money. And it's just not true at all. It's just not true at all. Mary Ellen in Virginia. Hey. And I have no idea who's going to win the Steeler-Bill game. I hope the Steelers win. And that's all I really know. Because we've said this 1,000 times. It's going to be a real defensive war. That's all there is to it. Mary Ellen, what's happening?
Hey, Mafia already poured my Guinness. Thank you.
Yeah. You already drank it.
I know.
Get her another one. Jesus, she loves to drink Guinness.
Arched. Hey, now since you asked me last week about Strasburg versus Rendon, who I thought we were going to get, and I thought we were going to get Strasburg. I'm brilliant that way.
Right.
But the way they went after Strasburg, you know, should leave the door wide open to get Rendon, because they already Strasburg. You know, had deferred for $100 million. They were already going to spend $100 million on Strasburg, but he opted out. So they deferred $80 million of his contract. So they should be able to bring in a guy. They should be able to bring in Rendon.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel as good about that as everybody else does. Like I heard Strasburg is trying to get him to stay, and all of his teammates or whatever trying to get him to stay. Now that might very well sway him. Who knows? But the reality is, there's no way that he'll make more money in Texas in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, he'll go there and make way more money. So I believe that my guess is Rendon is going to take the money. He's going to go like Garrett Cole just did. He took the money. So I think Strasburg wanted to stay with the Nationals, and I think he really did, and he got a lot of money, and so he's fine. The other guy is not going to get that money there that he can get on the market. He's going to get more money somewhere else. That's my guess, right? I think there's, you know, I heard two teams have an edge for him, and like definitely one of them's Texas, right? I forget who the other one is. Maybe it's the Dodgers. I don't even know if they're after him. Somebody else is after him, but I know for a fact it was Texas, and they have to get, and I've had conversations with people down there in Dallas and everything about they need to get a splash player for that new stadium, and they don't have that splash player on that team. They have to get him, and so if they want to be like the Yankees, they need to sign Rendon right now for the highest dollar, and that guy will take the highest dollar. I believe he cares more about, my guess is he cares more about money than he does playing in D.C. He already got his ring there. Now he's got to go get the money because it's really all about money. What I would do if I were him, I would take the money, screw everything else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.